Good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Today is November 24th. I hope everybody's having an absolutely wonderful Sunday morning. We're going to go ahead and break it on in, so that way we can go ahead and move on. So today's topic this weekend is going to be about the endangered species list, and it's growing again. So this is the second time in the past year, and we're trying to narrow it down as to what is it really. Is it us killing off the environment that the species live in, or is it climate change, which we are also a culprit of? So let's dive on in. So as everybody knows, nearly every animal on the endangered species list is threatened by what us humans have done to their natural habitats. Researchers have examined that 459 U.S. endangered animal species, and they have tried to see where the sensitivity to climate change goes along with their ability to survive. So the studies, they don't look good at all. They found that 99.8% of these species have a trait that narrows it down to either they're not going to survive or they're going to find it harder and harder to survive. It's going to make it harder for them to adapt, mostly due to the fact that their environments are changing way too rapidly. These species have demonstrated that the will of climate change is a pressing threat to imperiled species. The agencies that manage federally protected species will not be able to be giving enough attention to combat this threat. Like, most of what's going on is not going to be able to be prevented unless climate change itself makes a 180 turn. And we all know that's going to be a very slow 180 turn. Like amphibians, mollusks, arthropods, I mean, several different species, they've all been made even more sensitive to the greatest numbers and the greatest effects of climate change. And like, most of these will not survive due to their environments not only being eradicated, but changed. They're being forced from one area to another. So instead of being in point A, they're now being forced to point B. So to speak. It's not looking good, mostly due to the fact that their environments are getting cut down, they're getting burned, they're being destroyed, houses are going up in the areas, people are trying to keep the animals out of the areas, so they build up fences and stuff like that. I mean, you're blocking a creature out of where it has made its home its entire life. So, like, the study conducted only considered 64% of the endangered species list to be threatened by climate change, and the rest was implemented for protection plans from humans. So just 18% of this list, most of it we're not going to be able to change because 18% of it's going to die off. And many of the dead species that they want to protect or close to being dead, they're going to be eradicated. We are moving too slowly with trying to stop climate change that there's nothing that can combat it fast enough. Like, so unless we want to turn this around, unless we change what we've done, unless we continue to combat climate change at every turn, we're going to start seeing less and less of an endangered species list, and we're going to start to see more of an extinct species list. Like, we may not notice it and we may not pay attention, but we will all come to understand at one point in time in our future, when our children ask us about something we've seen animal-wise, as children or throughout our lifetime, and it's going to be gone. It'll be eradicated, and we're not going to be able to tell them anything that they won't find in any history books. Moral of the story is it doesn't matter if it's climate change, and it doesn't matter whether or not it's human interaction and destruction. Both are equally as destructive in this case. So, without further ado, as always, everybody, I'd like to thank you all for reading the article or watching this video. As always, if you would like to, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, YouTube, Facebook, Anchor, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and TikTok. So, remember, as always, we are here, and I hope everybody has an absolutely wonderful day today. Thank you very much.